Voters in southern Hunterdon County made New Jersey history last week by approving the creation of a unified school district. Could regionalization become a trend for a state with some 600 school districts? Well, for that, let's go to school with NJ Spotlight founder and education writer John Mooney. John, thanks once again for joining us.
Hi, David.
Take us to Lambertville. Tell us about this merger of three small districts.
It's three districts, Lambertville, West Amwell, and Stockton. Each one of them have elementary schools which have, you know, for years fed into South Hunterdon Regional High School, a fourth district. And what they did on Tuesday night is they voted to combine all those four districts into one, a new South Hunterdon Regional School District starting in 2014, where the schools will remain in each of those small towns. The elementary schools will remain, at least for now, and will continue to feed into South Hunterdon High School, but all now a single K-12 district. It's the first vote for a regional district in the state since 1995. It's been a long time. There's been a lot of talk about regionalization and a lot of pushes and a lot of incentives, but this is really the first time in almost 20 years that it's actually happened.
Well, if there are pushes, there must be pushback, and for that, let's talk about home rule.
New Jersey, as you mentioned, has 600 school districts, a lot of pride and identity in each one of them, and it has been a tough slog to try to get them to come together. And in fact, in recent years, it's more going the other way, where districts have tried to withdraw from them to build up that identity. There's lots of reasons for that. It's a complicated process. It's one, as happened in South Hunterdon, one that took a long time, took a lot of educating the public, feasibility studies, you know, town halls, everything. And it's just a difficult process that really makes one wonder whether you're going to see a lot more of them. And as I said in a story that I wrote on the vote, it's probably not going to be a great harbinger of more of them happening. There may be some small districts that can't afford to keep their own superintendent and school board, and that might force them to get together. But seeing a wholesale regionalization of schools, something that some folks have called for, even countywide school districts like in Maryland, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Well, you cite pride, but at what cost? I presume one of the big incentives in going this route is cost saving.
Yeah, and certainly that's the biggest one. In this case in South Hunterdon, you had four different districts, each with their own superintendents, their own business administrators, their own central offices. Those are things that can be trimmed out. And I saw some cost estimates on this one of, you know, $500,000 or so a year, even that could be trimmed out of this. So there certainly are some cost savings to be had, but there have been some studies done statewide that looked at what kind of saving it would be across New Jersey, and it wasn't a huge amount. It certainly would be more efficient, and there's some educational benefits to getting everybody on the same curriculum and the same page, but it's not going to necessarily bring down your taxes a notable amount. It might slow some of the growth of it.
Well, then let's focus more on the educational benefits and perhaps disadvantages of the move. How does it affect students?
In the beginning, it's going to be things like the curriculum being aligned, where you're actually going to have a single curriculum across all four of those districts, where they're all feeding into the South Hunterdon. A lot of districts where have sending and receiving relationships are pretty good about doing that, but here you're actually going to have one leader. You'll have a single child study team that looks at special education needs. You'll have single purchasing. There's a lot of those kinds of educational and financial efficiencies that come out of it. In the long run, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, is will you have three elementary schools in each of these current districts and communities? There was some fear in Stockton, for instance, probably the smallest of them, that its school may not survive and it would get winnowed into two elementary schools. So there could be some real changes, and that was something they had to talk through. But the folks who led this regionalization drive, they certainly stressed that was not their intention in this, and it will be up to the next school board, the one, you know, the new unified school board that will make these decisions, as well as who's going to be this. You know, there's now four superintendents. It's going to be one superintendent. Who gets that job? So, you know, leadership is likely to change, and some of the configuration of the district may change, and it will be interesting to see how that plays out.
To what extent does leadership in Trenton, specifically the governor's office, come to play? Former Governor Corzine made quite a push in this direction, in retrospect in vain, but then the current governor, Chris Christie, seems to have eased off the accelerator in this regard.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough sell. I think maybe he realized that that it isn't going to necessarily happen overnight. And I think Brett Schundler, his first education commissioner, actually made some comments about how these kinds of pushes only lead eventually to acrimony and in some cases lawsuits unless everyone's willing to do it. So I think Governor Christie is picking his battles, and this was not one of them. There have been some other initiatives that he has endorsed, mostly out of the legislature, actually, of shared services where some districts might share some business administrators or child study teams or purchasing and the like. But those are much more voluntary. They don't give up the controls that they have, and they don't give up that local identity, which really is so important.
Do shared services also portend the potential for teacher layoffs? And with that, is that a battle waiting to happen as well?
Well, and anytime you have a regionalization, that's actually a concern. And that was something that has not been forecasted for the South Hunterdon situation. So that helped ease that one. And the unions actually were largely on board. At least we're not fighting it. There's no doubt when you have that economy of scale as a larger district, you might be able to move some teachers around and lay off. It's one of the perils of these things, and certainly it's something that the union is going to keep a very close eye on. They have generally not been a huge fan, or at least not a big encourager of these kinds of moves, but it's a real possibility, and that's besides all the financial pressures that are on districts now anyway. I mean, certainly we have a property tax cap that is pretty tight. We don't have a lot of additional state aid moving to schools. So, you know, there is certainly a lot of financial pressure on schools.
John, thank you again for keeping a keen eye on education in New Jersey. We'll touch back with you in the future.
Always a pleasure, David. Thank you.
That's John Mooney, NJ Spotlight founder and education writer on Newsworks Tonight.